Well, with me, Sienna Charles. Sienna, no pressure on you coming into this event to make sure you complete the family hat trick. Well done today with the two horses, first and second. That's just plain greedy, isn't it?
Well, they jump really well, and I love them.
And when you're going into the arena, knowing what was your thoughts coming into the jump off?
Well, I was really nervous because everyone else is really good as well. So. Yeah.
So what advice did your dad, Peter, give you before you went into the ring?
Well, he said to get my tempo right, and then I could do whatever I needed to when I had it.
So Dad is listening here. Peter, looking on, family now have won this, what, three in a row. All your children have won here now. You must be a very proud dad.
Yes, Sienna's completed the hat-trick today, so we were very proud of her today, the way she rode. She was the youngest in the class, and she gave a great exhibition of how it should be done.
And she just said about the tempo, so put that into context. What did you, from your, just looking on as a show jumper yourself, what did she do so right?
She kept her rhythm very good and her balance, and especially in the jump-off, she didn't really alter her pace. She got up the one pace from the start, kept it up, and the pony's confidence in that, it wasn't tugging or pulling, and the balance was super, and the turns were very smooth. It was two very well executed rounds. I would be a bit biased, though, wouldn't I?
Well, clearly they were quite well, first and second. So from your point of view, when Dad's talking to you before, how do you try and relax? Does he say the right things?
Well, sometimes. he's a bit over the top sometimes, and I get quite nervous when he says that.
So no, well, I mean, but when you are, I mean, obviously you know what it's like to compete at the highest level. Do you find yourself nervous when you're watching your children compete in an arena like this and going for a big prize like this?
I think as long as you know that they're capable and it's not beyond them, because they are only children. She's 11 years old and she's only just 11, and it's a hard thing to do that in front of the public. So as long as I'm confident, if the training's gone well, the ponies are in good form, which I knew they were, so then that I'm very confident in what she can do and what to expect of her. I wouldn't want to go in there not prepared, because it can be quite dangerous otherwise.
Quite hard, you know, they know what you've done. I mean, because presumably 12 months ago they were watching you win gold medals.
Oh, they don't care about me. Their aim is, all of them, is to be better than me, and that's fine by me.